That's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Biello. Coming up in a bit, we'll hear recommendations from our art hounds. But first, the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Painter Cynthia Davis is a UVM graduate and a grad student at Brattleboro School of International Training. She's the co-founder, along with Gabriel Baldang, one of the Lost Boys of Sudan, of the Canvas Peace Project. Through sale of local artworks, the project raises funds for a village in South Sudan. I recently spoke with Davis from her home in Connecticut, where she talked about how the project got its start and more about the upcoming silent auction of local artworks at the Burlington restaurant, The Skinny Pancake, coming up on October 18th. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Tell me how the Canvas Peace Project came to be.
You mentioned Gabriel Baldang. I met Gabriel when he came to speak here in Connecticut about, 8 years ago. And I got involved just learning more about the conditions that were happening in Sudan. What was going on there really had been going on for decades and had started with the story of the lost boys who had escaped from their villages during war in the mid-80s. And meeting Gabriel and hearing his personal story just really resonated with me. I was also doing a fellowship where we were supposed to think about ways to raise awareness for what was going on and really to use our own passions to do that. My passion is painting. I'm an artist. And so I just did a painting one day and I looked at it and I realized that it really told a story. It was a painting of three women who were greeting Gabriel returning to his home village after 20 years of being away and never knowing what happened to his family or his village and coming back to South Sudan. And it was just really a powerful painting. And I thought, if I can do this and it tells a story and it ends up on someone's wall to tell that story, it was a whole new kind of advocacy that I hadn't really thought of before. And that's sort of where the Canvas Peace Project came from.
Can you take me through the process of a blank canvas in front of an artist to the sale of that work and then where the money goes from the sale?
One of the really important missions for me in doing this is not just to have people hand in a painting that sort of looks like it was done before, maybe about Africa, and just pass that into our project. It's really to learn about the conditions of the country and the region and what continues to go on there and to become like a new advocate to raise awareness for this issue. So the process is that in order to participate, it's not a juried show. However, we only accept artwork that's specifically done for the project. So the artist has to do a little bit of investigative work, a little bit of research. They have to, look up history, do some reading, look at photographs, learn a little bit about what has gone on there. And they do that through the website, thecanvaspeaceproject.org. And so the artists learn about it and they get inspired. I think that a lot of them come from, seeing the website or meeting me, or maybe they've met other people from the region. And through doing that, they get inspired to learn more. And so the paintings come from that education. We've had students who have gotten involved. We've connected history departments with art departments for curriculum-based paintings that they're learning the history as well as getting the creative side. So it's, we really want that history part to be part of what this event and this exhibit is about.
What can we expect at the Skinny Pancake exhibit in October?
Gabriel Baldang will be there to speak about his experience. After that, we will open the Skinny Pancake up to a silent auction where people can actually bid on the paintings. And the paintings are coming from all over the country. There are definitely quite a few from the area. We wished we got more from Vermont, so people still have time to paint. We're accepting paintings up until October 11th at the Skinny Pancake. The issues in Sudan and the region have been really backburnered in the media, and they continue to wreak havoc on civilians there. And this is an event that will hopefully, not only be fun, but will raise awareness for that and get some other people to care.
Any other projects similar to this, helping out other communities in the future? What's next?
I am actually a student at the School of International Training in Brattleboro, Vermont. I'm a graduate student. I'm currently working on a project with refugee women here in Bridgeport, Connecticut. it's very similar in that it's women's empowerment and working with refugees who have come from these really difficult situations from war and human trafficking and victims of torture. They're right here in our backyard, and being able to work with a group of women, we're teaching them to sew, and seeing the progress with that has just been amazing. So, you know, I continue to want to do the Canvas Peace Project to help those lost boys and others doing work back in their home country. But realistically, I can make an impact here as well. And so I'm focusing on that.
Cynthia Davis, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Cynthia Davis is an artist who's raising money for South Sudan through the Canvas Peace Project. You can submit paintings for the silent auction in October through links at vpr.net. And if you'd like to get involved and take the Canvas Peace Project on the road, find out how. Go to vpr.net.